Babe. Babe. Are you still working right now? You couldn't sleep? No? Okay. Come on.
Babe, I'm not getting up. I want you to know it's too comfortable in my bed and I'm not getting up. Come on.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Take the left side of the bed like you always like. Come on, get snuggled right into my arms. Just like that. Doesn't it feel so much better already? Why couldn't you sleep? I know your deadline, it's coming up. You're just really worried about everything that's gonna go on at your job. I get it, babes. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry that it's been affecting how you've been sleeping. I'm sorry that you're not able to wind down in the safe space of our home and our room. I know the feeling of sanctuary in one's home is very important to you, and I'm sorry that your stress has been taking that away, but I just want you to know that I'm always going to be here for you, you know? I'm a pretty heavy sleeper, but I did hear you clacking away on that keyboard like a mad woman. Yeah. Did you get any good writing done, though, tonight? Yeah? A little bit? Okay. Did you write down your ideas before I dragged you away from your keyboard? No? Okay. Get out! Get out! Go write them down real quick. I know, you'll forget them in the morning. Come on. And watch my eyes. I don't have my glasses on right now, baby. Okay. I'll just be lounging over here, awaiting your return. I really do like this story, by the way, as well. Yeah. It's a really good one. I mean, you've never done any sort of, like, mystery before, and I mean, you've told me sort of the outline of the plot and some of the characters, and I don't totally have a clue about who the killer is, but I guess that's the main point of the story is, you know, you're doing a really good job at concealing that fact. Yeah, for sure. All finished up? Got all your notes down? Okay. Come back into bed with me. Yeah. Was I sleeping well? Oh, baby, you already know I always sleep well. I know there's something you're jealous about. Yeah, I've always been able to just knock out at night. Yeah. I know you've always been the light sleeper between us. Which, I mean, in case of an emergency. I know. We don't need a dog. What? You can be the dog. Not like that. Not like that. I mean, in the sense that you're always alert when you wake up. Even if I'm politely trying to get you to wake up in the morning after I made you breakfast and you gave me a black eye because you punched me in the face. Yeah, it's really hard to forget that story, sweetheart. Yeah. Yeah, and that's never happened to me by any other person. Mm-mm. But you want a dog. Oh. I knew this conversation would come. Yeah, you know, I'm not really that much of a dog person. Or just mammals in general. Yeah. Yes, I know you're not a big fan of my reptilian interests. Yeah, the frogs and the turtles, and I know you can't stand snakes, so we can't get a snake. But I mean, I'd be down for a cat. Yes, I don't mind cats. They're a little more chill. Since when have I needed chill? Babe, I'm the chillest person you'll ever meet. I know I can't even get the sentence out without laughing. I don't know. I'm very energetic, but I guess I'd want to spend all my time focusing on you, that sometimes I feel like dogs might be a little bit too high maintenance for me, you know? I'd want to give you all the cuddles, and, you know, a cat can only take so much before they want to be rid of you as well, so I guess that's my reasoning. What are you looking at me like that for? You love me? I mean, I had a feeling. I love you too, sweetheart. Of course. You don't have to say thank you for me helping you through tonight. I'll always be here for you whenever you need it. And I really mean that, you know? You can wake me up even though I treasure and value sleep. You can still wake me up in the middle of the night whenever you get a nightmare coming on, or, you know, you just want to get up just to hear somebody speak. I mean, I can't guarantee how long I'll stay awake, but you can wake me up. I don't mind that. Like I said, you were clacking on that keyboard, so that woke me up tonight, so you inadvertently woke me up. But you don't have to suffer with, you know, your troubles with sleep alone, you know. I can help you through it, or, you know, we can get somebody that you can go to, you can talk about your sleep, or we can get some treatment for you, you know. Yeah, there's so many steps that we can take to help you with this problem. I mean, it became apparent when we first moved in together. Yeah, I know, you wake up alert and you sleepwalk, baby. I scared the shit out of me one night when I went to go get a cup of water. Yeah, I saw you in just the corner of the kitchen staring at the wall. I didn't want to mess with you, but you turned around and you were knocked the fuck out, sleepwalking. Yeah, I mean, nobody in my family, none of my friends, any, oh God, sleepovers I ever went to, nobody's ever done that, so. Yeah, and then the sleep talking. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Don't give me that. Don't give me that. Don't ask me why I deal with it. I deal with it because I love you. I deal with it because it's a part of you. It's who you are. I'm either taking all of you or I'm taking none of you. And I choose. I'm going to choose you every time. Yeah. So, I mean, what? What's up? Oh, you feeling a little sleepy? But you could use some closer cuddles, is that it? Oh, you want some little nighttime smooches? I mean, I suppose I could spare a couple. How's that? You want a few more? I mean, I suppose. I don't suppose you could tell me the logic about how kissing me is going to get you further and further to sleep. What do you mean? What do I mean? Kissing me either does one of a couple options. It either turns you on, which it damn well should. It comforts you when you need comfort kisses. It sometimes enrages you because I kiss you sometimes in public, and I know you don't like PDA, but I just have to show the world that you're mine and I love you. It... Yeah, those are the main ones. I don't think putting you to sleep, a kiss has ever done that. I don't think I have anesthesia laced with my lips and my kisses. Oh, you dare to contest. And what's your contest? What's your argument? What's your dissertation? Oh. Ah. So we're already laying down, and that's relaxing you, so... The kisses are just putting you further and further to sleep. Are you sure they're not turning you on? Just a little bit? Yeah, I had a feeling. You're kind of grinding into me a little bit there. But I'll tell you what. We can wake up. Today is, well, I guess tonight technically. It's Saturday. We have the whole day together. We have a whole Sunday together. And I promise you that I will help out whatever slack I lacked when I kissed you tonight and I didn't do anything about it. We can work on it tomorrow morning or in the afternoon or in the evening when you're cooking me breakfast or when I'm cooking you breakfast. One of the two. How's that sound? Sounds good. Oh, now you're excited to get to sleep. What am I, some cheap whore? You're just worried about sleeping with me. Come on now, babe. I'm just messing with you. But yeah. Oh, I see those eyelids starting to drop. Getting a little sleepy there, aren't you? Yeah, you are. Okay, baby. Let me do the countdown again. Yeah, I know. You've done before. Girl next to me like that, and I'm gonna count down from 10 to 1. You usually fall asleep around 4, 3-ish, but 10. There you go, baby. Just relax for me, okay? I love you so much, and I'm always going to be here for you. 9. You're just such an amazing woman. Amazing person. You're an amazing partner to be with. And you give me strength every single day. 8. I love getting to know different things about you. All your perfection, all your imperfection, things that make you tick. I love learning everything there is to learn about a woman like yourself. 7. And I love this body of yours. Hey, no smiling. Go to sleep. I know I can't help but be hilarious, but yeah, this body. I love loving you. I love kissing you, touching you, caressing you, making you mine. I love just, I love having sex with you. 6. I love when we get into arguments and you always have to be the first one to apologize. I love that our arguments are never on the basis of genuine issues. I love that our arguments are over stupid, superficial things and we may bicker back and forth, but I still feel a love from you at the end of the day. 5. at your face. You're almost asleep, baby. Let me keep cooling you there. 4. Babe. Somebody fell asleep. I have to see it. 3, 2, 1. Good night, sweetheart. I'll see you when you wake up.